situation, decided to do what his heart told him and his conscience to do, and that's not collect, be the tax collector for the IRS.
And for those who don't know, the Constitution says the government can't order you to do work for them and carry out their enforcement arms without paying you, and they can't make you work for them. They call that the S word, or slavery, and on top of it, it's a private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And Mr. Simkanin was part of the full page ads in USA Today saying, here's the U.S. code, now show us the law.
And Alex, it must bear repeating that we've had people, the then commissioner, Charles Rosati, has since resigned. The Department of Justice, we got as far as having a meeting arranged by Roscoe Bartlett with the aforementioned parties.
By the way, John, last year we heard the video here in Austin, what this group did, we the people, they went and bullhorned Rosati and stood at the building, and they'd asked for months, and hunger strikes, you name it, for him to come out and answer and show us the law. They wouldn't do it because it's a fraud. The 16th Amendment's a fraud. That's been admitted by the states, never ratified. Just a fraud that's admitted, as well as the 17th Amendment. And Rosati wouldn't come outside but came to the window and stared at them and then resigned.
Well, it's been very interesting because in this country, Alex, do we have a right of a redress of our government? Do we have the right to simply ask a few simple questions of our, what they like to call a representative democracy? Okay, fine. What do we need? 51% of the people asking the same question. The question is the 16th Amendment, was it properly ratified? Is it constitutional? And who has to exactly pay these income taxes? You know, Alex, you know, we have a lot of tax protesters here in this country. We have a lot of people that have gone to jail supposedly for not paying their fair share. You would think that the IRS would more than welcome the opportunity to clear any of this up.
Well, why don't you get to face your accuser? Why don't you get a jury? Why is it their own special tax court paid by the government?
Well, in this case, Dick Simkanin is going up in front of Judge McBride tomorrow morning. Actually, it's been slated for 2 p.m., but I never trust these federal judges. I would urge people to be up there by at least 9 a.m. and maybe plan on staying until at least 5 p.m. This is one thing that I must do. My wife and I are going up there. I'm going to see if I can get an interview. He is not released. Now, the reason he's in jail right now is he went to court to face additional charges leveled at him by the federal prosecutors. Well, he was out on bond. He was out on a recognizance bond. The judge recognized who he was, where he was. He has a business employing people. He's not a threat to the community, and he is certainly not going to fly the coop, as it were.
Well, that's the problem. He's not like Enron robbing pension funds or moving offshore. He's actually got a lot of employees in Fort Worth, Texas. How dare him?
Well, and, you know, it's not like he's going to pack this thing up on his back and move it off to Mexico overnight. This man is in the community. He's been part of the community for many years. He's not going anywhere. This hearing tomorrow is just strictly on the bond. This Judge McBride wants to review this bond to see if he is a flight risk. And, Alex, there's something you've got to keep in mind here. We have seen people like Irwin Schiff, Larkin Rose, We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz. Dick Simkanin has been part of this group of people, and we're not simply protesting an unfair tax. What we're talking about is repealing an illegal and unconstitutional tax. So the people that we run into every single day, Alex, there's something that you and I and the guy next door and the guy down the street we have to deal with every day, and that's money. You know, we're throwing a little dog bone from the White House on a tax cut, supposedly.
They raise a dozen taxes and they give us some paltry tax. But at the same time, John, Ronald Reagan's commission in 81 found that not one red cent of the income tax goes around the country. It all
that's
goes
right.
to the IMF, World Bank, and the collector of that for them is the IRS and the Federal Reserve. So
this is all admitted. Right.
This is all factual. And the taxes are about control, the power to tax, the power to destroy. And I want to know why in these tax courts they grab your bank accounts, they arrest you, and then say no jury's allowed. See, this is how institutionalized the corruption is.
Because you're guilty until at least you can prove yourself innocent. That doesn't keep them from, and this is the game plan from the IRS. They will contact, this is what they did to Dick Simkanin. They contacted his creditors. They contacted his business people that he did business with and told them basically that he was in jail for tax fraud. Now, this is even before the case even comes up in court, before a decision is made. It's the harassment and intimidation. And I'll tell you what, you want something that makes George Bush's $350 billion tax cut look like nothing, let's start putting the money back in people's pockets where they spend it and spread it out throughout the economy. You know, economically, that makes sense to me, but not these people that got us in bed with the Federal Reserve Act. And, of course, the IRS is the surety for that private corporation. Alex, things have been so screwed up for so long, and what's really sad is most people are brainwashed into thinking they have to pay their IRS taxes. Now, there are exceptions. If you're a federal employee, if you live in the District of Criminals, I'm sorry, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, and there are other subsections. But by and large, the majority of American people do not, absolutely, positively, do not owe a tax to the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, people accept slavery like black slaves accepted in this country as their lot in life, but they didn't even really institute that thing over 1% until during World War II, and then it was a voluntary wartime tax just for the war.
And that during World War II was only at 1%. I think people today would think that would be a great tax break if they only had to pay 1%.
That's how dumbed down they are. They thank them for some 10-year, $350 billion. There are multiple trillions being transferred in the U.S. every day in the currency and commodity markets, John. $350 billion is nothing. There's $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. How about they give us back that money they stole?
Well, it's a system we managed in 200. We just had a birthday, Alex. 227 years.
And they were on the radio saying, you thanked the government on the 4th. You said you saw it on TV. I heard it in the car. There were checkpoints everywhere, pulling families out, throwing their goods on the ground, billboards flashing orders at the people, report illegal guns, report terrorists, billboards saying report illegal guns, a picture of a revolver, which isn't illegal, just massive tyranny. They reported drones, looked through our walls, cameras in 10-year-old girl dressing rooms in public schools, forced vaccinations.
It's all out of control. It's being legislated through the court. This country is so screwed up and popped inside out, but there is salvation. If people educate them about their type of government, they will get involved.
Well, take asset forfeiture seizure, where they pull the old lady over and take her money, no drugs found. Take Tulia, Texas, 46 people, no criminal record, no drugs found, no paraphernalia. They get 20 to 90 years in prison. Turns out later on the word of one cop who admitted he lied. I mean, it's just, you can't trust this government. It's what the Founding Fathers said. John, what time tomorrow or where in Fort Worth?
Yeah, it's at Judge McBride's Court. Now, this is in Fort Worth, Texas. The address is 501 West 10th Street, room 401, and that's in Fort Worth, Texas. And let me give you the zip, because...
Is that a federal courthouse?
I do believe it is. Now, if people need directions, let me give you the zip, and you can go up to MapQuest.com and get directions right from your home or your business, wherever you're at. I urge people to go up there tomorrow. The zip code up there is 76102. Now, this is for Dixon Cannon. This is just a bond hearing. We're going to show support, so let this judge know. And if I have to pledge my assets for this guy to be free so he can face these egregious, phony, and false charges against this man, I'll pledge everything that I own, and I know that man will be back in court. This is a fight that he's been looking forward to for a number of years.
And we've had him on the show. He said that 2 years ago. John, thanks for going up there. We'll get a check-in from you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Take care. All right. Very important information. Let's talk to Doc in Illinois. Doc, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Doc. You're on the air from Illinois. Okay, Doc's not there. Let's go to Alexis in Michigan. Go ahead, Alexis.
Hello?
Washington. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm way over here. We listen to you over here, and I've been trying to get your word out everywhere. And if you hear me coughing, they just chemtrailed the Indian Reservation out here, so my voice is gone. But my question was, why are there massive amounts of Russians building brand new houses on the Indian reservations, and there's whole colonies of Russians living up in Mount Baker along the Canadian border?
Well, because our borders are wide open and the CIA controls the Russian and the Chinese mob as their enforcers and as their hit teams. I don't know about this particular group, but they are massing Czechoslovakian and Russian troops in Texas. That's mainstream news. They're here for your safety, though.
brand new houses, and there's whole colonies where they'll take up, you know, like 10 acres, and it's all Russian.
Okay, have you talked to the Indians why this is happening?
I've talked to some of the people that I know, but I haven't gone to the tribe itself.
Okay, well, why do they say this is happening?
Nobody knows. They're wondering themselves because they don't want them there. And then
but wait a minute. I mean, don't they have to go to the tribe or go to the government? I mean, no one knows why the communities are just popping up on Indian land?
Yes, there's a lot of strange things going on. They're putting up those DARPA cameras. They're allowing the sheriff to come on the land now and pull people over and arrest them. They're letting them do a lot of things that they never used to do.
Well, it sounds to me, Alexis, like you have more answers than I do, but they have signed deals to bring in foreign troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. So they're also hiring felons for the military now, and they're also hiring illegal aliens for the military. So everything we saw Stalin doing is now happening here. By the way, in my stack of news, and I will cover it when we get back, as well as the Bush story about his companies involved in the WTC takedown, involved in the security there, about Stalin, how he used hidden microphones around the country to control, and how our government is now doing that. Alexis, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
You bet. Who's up next, Mark? Randy in Georgia. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to tell you about the guy with the plastic industry that stopped the income tax law. When you file for your EIN number, that's the employee identification number, it says on the instruction book, if you look in the instructions on page 2, who must file. He said, it says here that you must be a foreign person or non-resident alien before you become a withholding agent.
There's a problem, though, and that's what everybody sees and points out, and it's true.
That's right. But,
the globalists are all about wordsmithing. So under the 1933 War Powers Act, this is a fact, they declare all of us aliens of the District of Columbia, started the state police, started issuing licenses. It made us all enemy combatants. It made us all enemies of the state. It made us all criminals who were then licensed. That's why they say you're an alien.
Well, that's right. When you become a U.S. citizen, you're saying you're living in the Virgin Islands, Guam, Puerto Rico, Northern Virgin Islands, or Washington, D.C.
Instead of a citizen of your state that is part of the original union.
Right. But when it comes to federal income tax, which is under the federal state, when you sign that Social Security number and that W-4, and the W-4 falls under 3402P under Title 26, which says that you may enter into that agreement, and you can terminate that agreement each time.
But here's the problem. They're criminals. They don't even follow their own code. They do what they want, when they want. They make the laws as they go.
You're right, because I've been rebutting the letters left and right since 98. And they keep sending them. What they do is they keep sending them to different agencies, and they don't even follow the law. And I've asked them for the Supreme Court justices, cases where they've said that the citizens are liable for the court for the tax, and they not. An American citizen, you won't find it nowhere in the whole code. And under Title 26,
stay there.